Yesterday we learned
on
Mayaka Paitana Vikirayan that Pesach on Shapei said that to take bread and be master Tana Vikirayan is an Isser Rabbanan. But he said that we can understand that if we assume that Shomai Kedera Hanar is an Isser Rabbanan. Which was the Shisa of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah said that having benefit from Yisurei Hanah, from Rekidera Hanah, is only in Issa Drabana. The Magid Mishnah, on the other hand, holds that it's in Issa Darai. I also mentioned to you yesterday that the Magid Mishnah compares it to Chasishir. I'd like to talk a little about that. The Svarah Tamach Light is very hard to figure out a svara to what sounds like a technical machlokes. Shomai Kedera Hanar Darai says it's Rabban. Sounds like a very technical machlokes, but I think that we can come to an understanding. If we look at the Magid Mishnah says, why is Shomai Kedera Hanar Asim Min HaTayrim? The type of Chasishir. Chasishir Asim Min HaTayrim. What does Chasishir mean? It means the Torah said you cannot let eat a kazayis of Mitayrim. So, are you allowed to eat a chassi kazayis of Mitayrim? So we say, that's a chassi shir. You don't get malchus if you eat a chassi shir of Mitayrim. However, you do get, and you are over in Issa Darai. So, we learn out of Chita, Eretz Chita Sayra, definitely, the same as Rima, and out of the seven meter, we learn out of the shirin. The Gemara says, Shirin, I'm not going to be seen. That's not the Gemara. So that's a shear in quantity. That's a shear in kazayis. But the Magid Mishnah, the same thing, when you have a type of benefit, which is not the optimal benefit that a person would have from something. Normally bread you can take good bread and use it as firewood is shalei kederach. You're not getting the normal hanar. But it's a chassi shear. It's like a partial hanar. And being like the partial hanar, chassi shear is ultimate antiyah. So the Meila, that's the Svar of the Magid Mishnah. That I mentioned to you yesterday. Shara Melech explains why does the Kesef Mishnah hold? Why isn't the Chassi Shir, why isn't it similar to Chassi Shir? He says that the Gemara says in Yuma that a Chassi Shir is awesome in a Taira. Why? Why is the Chassi Shir awesome in a Taira? The reason that the Gemara is because the Chazi with Tzarufei. We discussed Chassi Shir once before, I mentioned this to you. Chazi with Tzarufei means that every time a person eats the Kazayas of Neveil, or Kazayas of anything, he first doesn't swallow it necessarily all in one shot. He swallows it a bit at a time. So you're always eating less than the Shir. And then, a little more, until it adds up to the shir. Chazi mitzvah. Every chassi shir is right to be mitzvah to a whole shir. So, memeila, al-karkach, the first bit is an issa d'oraisa. So the first half of kazayis is not an issa d'oraisa, then the second half also shouldn't be. So how do you have a d'oraisa? Must be that every part of it is part of a d'oraisa, and it adds up to a full kazayis. And that's the concept of chazi mitzvah. It's true, a chashishir quantity is chazir with tarufa. Chashishir, if you eat a half a shir, a half a kazayis, another half a kazayis, each one's a starter. That's a darayis. But shalei kederach hanah, when you take bread that's normal to eat and you burn it, there's no idea of chazir with tarufa. Chazir with tarufa means it could add up to a normal darayis. You can't take two burning the chametz six times and that adds up to an eating. It makes no sense. Eating is one type of hanar, and burning is another type of hanar. It's not chazir tzarufa. There's no concept that it's half of the daraisa. So the name was up to Shah Melech, that therefore the there's no din of chassi shir by shalei kederach hanar. And the Kesef Mishnah therefore says that it's not a Dayaisa, because Chassi Shir makes no sense in this case. Since Chassi Shir makes no sense, so it's a so it's only a Drabbah, it's not a Dayaisa. That's how the Sharmelf explains the Kesef Mishnah. Under the Shara Melech, in the Sefer Shara Melech, this is in the first piece, right in the beginning of the Sefer. It's about Shalek Shara. It's a very long piece. If you want to look it up, there are notes on the bottom. There's a piece called Maisei Chayshei on the bottom. I believe it's called Maisei Chayshei. It's on the bottom of the Shara Melech. And it's just cut in Vav. The Eish Vav, the note Vav goes on where the Shara Melech says this. And he asks. Basically, what he argues, the reason he argues, comes back to something we discussed once before. I'd like to discuss with you again, and I think, hopefully, whenever the concept of Chassi Shir comes up, it should always come to mind. There's a basic Chakira by Chassi Shir, by the demon of Chassi Shir. Forgetting now for a minute about Shleika Darahana. There's a question of how Chassi Shir works. Two ways from Chassi Shir. Anybody have any idea? What? What are the two ways? What? You have to have two ways from Chassi Shir.
Each piece has a point of Chassi Shir in the whole thing.
Well, each piece is a Chassi Shir.
Does
it all add up to one? Certainly all adds up. You had a shy little, let me ask you. What would be the din if the last minute of Pesach you ate a Chassi Shir? A problem. Somebody ate a Chassi Shir. And the, you know, the buzzer is ticking and there's a Pesach result. Is that what I asked you? See, the Chassi Shir, the last second of Pesach. It's the last second. Are you ever in Dereisa?
He ate
a Chassi Kizayis the last second before Pesach was over. And there was no time to eat another Chassi Kizayis. Is that Dereisa or not? What does that depend on? The Gemara says something inside of the The question is Chazi Ritzarufe the Siba that Chassi Shir is also the reason? If it's the reason, it's the Siba, so then if you eat it the last minute, then you're not ever Dereisa. Because here, that Siba doesn't hold true. Or, maybe Chassi Shir is only a Siman. Or a Raya. Which means to say, Hashem asked a Chassi Shir, you're going to eat it the last minute of Pesach. How do you know Hashem asked a Chassi Shir? Maybe a Baishon only asked a full Shir. So we have a Siman or a Raya Lezavar, because everybody who eats a Shir eats a half a Shir and another half a Shir. So logically, each bit of what he's eating is the Aveira. The Aveira is not just the little bit that puts him over the Kazayim. The Aveira is only needed to have Shir for the whole Kazayim. So it's just a raya. The smart of Chazirat Sarufe is just a raya that Chassi Shir is on. But once it's usher, it will be usher even if you do it the last minute of Pesach. The Torah meant to usher. You see, there are two ways to learn the idea of Chassi Shir being usher, of Chazirat Sarufe. You can learn Chassi Shir as Chazirat Sarufe is the Sibat Sa'isa, which is the way. Certainly the Shara Melech needs to learn. Shara Melech learns that if it's Chazir with Sarufe, then you're right. If you have a way that it's not Chazir with Sarufe, then it's not a Dereisa. Because he learns that Chassi Shir is a Siba. It's the reason for the Yisr. It's the Siba to Yisr, Chassi Shir. If you learn that it's a Siman, that Chassi Shir is also, even if you have a Hekatimsa, where it's never going to come. It can never come to the full Shir. But when we say Chatzitzir Zasa, it's just a simon that that's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo, when Rebbeinu Shlomo gave the Torah, he meant don't eat a bit of chametz. How do I know? Because everybody who eats the whole kedai eats two pieces. He eats too many mashus. So it's only a simon or a raya that the Torah meant to ask the Chatzitzir. But those are the two ways to learn the concept that Chatzitzir is. How do you know?
Yoni Chai,
you mean maybe it's only us. It's only us, it means that that's a trap. If you're half a kazaris in 1 minute, let's have a two. You're half a kazaris in 1 minute. That's the last thing. What's the good answer? Ten. It has to be a deraisa, because since it's possible that you continue, and then the first part will be a deraisa, then we see this in the first part of Dawson. Why are you going to be honest with me? How can I think that happened? Well, we're going to finish, you see. No, we're going to finish. Let me finish. Watch the staff. Okay. Again. I'll try it again. I'll give you another example. Nafkamina is still a stray. But I'll give you another Nafkamina. I think it's Rabbi Chanan's Nafkamina. He says, what happens if I make a neder? I'm not going to eat a kazayas of anything. So I'm not going to eat a kazayas of liquor. I'm not going to eat a kazayas of prune. I'm not going to eat a kazayas. I go and I eat half a kazayas. Was it ever that I see? Was I ever that I said, if I, my neder is, I will not eat, mishmur I should say, is I will not eat a kazayas of prune. I eat half a kazayas. Is that a deraisa or not? So let's see. In Iran, Chazi was, the Chatzitzir is also, because it could come, the trial, it could come to an issa deraisa, but this is also awesome. Because I'm not in that, I won't eat a whole kazayas of prune. Each half a zayas contributes to that full zayas. That makes this a deraisa. So if you learn it's a siba, then it's awesome. Then even eating chatzitzir zayas of prunes would be awesome. Follow?
But
even if I don't eat it, the svara chayt with sarusa is, since it's chayt with sarusa, it's right to be the svara, so I'll cut it, it's also awesome in a time. What? You didn't violate your shvuah, but you violated a chatzitzir of your shvuah. You made a chatzitzir of it. Your shvuah is that a kazayis is offer. I understand, but you made offer on you a kazayis of this food. And when you ate half a kazayis of this food, you ate a chatzitzir. What if you didn't have chatzitzir? Didn't chatzitzir, since it's chatzitzir, so you pay attention. That's what I'm saying, that it's a siva. A siva means it's a maitre. It could come to chatzitzir, and that's why the first half is awesome.
Yeah.
Of a mitzvah? Right, that's an interesting question. If you have a desire for matzah, are you making any mitzvah at all? See, there, we can argue, I think. You know what? Let's wait a minute, okay? Yes.
The second way to learn is that it's a raya.
What does raya mean? You've mentioned that it's a raya from the Hatsu now. You talk by Yisrael that don't eat Neveva. Don't eat Neveva, eat a kazayas, you get malchus. Now we try to figure out what the Rebbeinu Shlomo means. So I'll bring you a raya, the Rebbeinu Shlomo meant to ask even a chatzitzir. And the raya is because chatzitzir was sarufa. Since the chatzitzir could be part of the whole zayis, it's just malchus. That's a raya that the Rebbeinu Shlomo meant to ask a chatzitzir. I'm calling it a sinner, a raya. It's a sinner that a Kodesh Baruch Hu meant to ask the whole, meant to ask even the chatzitzir. But the chatzitzir is also the etzem. It's also inherently. Even at the end of the day, he did ask it. Rebbeinu Shlomo asked the chatzitzir by telling you But if you eat a whole diet to get malchus, that means every bit of what you eat is the aveir.
Why can't
you
eat a half a diet
so
you
get aveir? You just try to get aveir, you don't get aveir. Aveir is a whole diet.
According to the first way, the half year is really not up there, but just because it could be add up this year, that's like something that's not really.
Put it to the first way, it's only because Lamaisa could become the whole year.
But it's not really.
No, it's really after Minatayra. I mean, it's Arthur for that reason. When you have a situation where it can become the whole year, that's when it's Arthur, the first way.
And the second way?
The second way, no, it's Arthur no matter what. It's just a raya that Hashem meant to Arthur. But once Hashem meant to Arthur, it's Arthur no matter what. No matter which way you want. I'm not sure what you're heading at. You call it a zera. I wouldn't call it a zera. It's also in our Torah. We'll receive the intent of the Torah to ask it. Since it's right to be a whole kazayah, it's different to tell after.
But it's not to be
Nope. Well, you see, it depends if you understand Siva or Simon. If you understand Siva, it has to be that you could potentially come to a full diet. Siva means, Namaisa, it could come to a full diet. Similar to what you're saying, try to tell you what you're saying is. But Siva means it could come to a full kazayah. Any that could come to a full kazayah to try that. Similarly, it means even if it can't come to a full kazayah, even if it can never come to a full kazayah. But the Hashem meant to ask even a chasidayah, even if they'll never come to it. It's a riot, the Rabbi Shalom meant, Chayzah Suv is a riot to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu meant to ask. The Torah says they only have a kazayah for Zasa. So it just says, don't eat the veil. Now, how much? You have all Lashem Sinai, you get Malchus on a Kazayas. What does that mean about a Chatzidayas? So the story we're saying now is the Torah meant to ask a Chatzidayas too. So the Torah meant to ask a Chatzidayas also.
Well, the
Torah
can be the
right answer. You have to swim it. So the Nachmina is, if you eat the Chatzidayas, the last minute of Pesach. If you eat the last minute of the Pesach, if you say to Simon, then the finish is a last. Hashem meant to ask the Chatzidayas too. But if you want it to Siva, it has to be that it's potentially possible for it to come to a full Chatzidayas. And if it's not potentially possible, then you're not either. If it couldn't come to a Lamaisa, then you're not either. That's the difference between the two ways. So? Yeah. What? Now, Gemina by Neder would be, if you say to Siva, so by Neder also, because it's a Rufa, same thing, it could come to full Kazakh. But by Neder, if you say it's a Raya to what? So Raya, by other things, the Raya what Hashem meant to ask. Here, it's not a question what the Baruch Hu meant to ask. It's what I meant to ask. I said I'm not going to eat the Zayas of this food. You're going to tell me I meant to ask for a Hasishir? No, I didn't mean to ask for a Hasishir. I specifically asked it only a Fosir. If you say it's a Raya, you can't say it by Neder. It's a Raya that that's what you meant to ask him? Not a Raya what you meant. I know what I meant. I meant to ask him when he forced you. That is something that we could clarify. Is Chatzishir a separate category of Issa, or is Chatzishir a subset of each other? This color does not have no Muhammad and the other. I think it's a clear question, but it's not solving all this. Alright? Gemara says, Chatzishir from the Torah, of course the pleasure is very different. It's not clear if it comes from a Pasuk or not. Gemara brings a Pasuk, but our friends are very much arguing what
it is.
It's
different
no matter what, no matter how you do it. Because the Hashem specifically told us that you only need the guy to get an offer. So you're eating it, it's an office. You still don't get an office because Just like if you didn't get a throw, you don't get malchus. If you don't have a kedusha, you don't get malchus. That's the condition of malchus. If you don't have a throw, you also don't get malchus. So if you don't have a shear, you also don't get. That's a condition for which a person gets
malchus.
It's just a minotaur. Even if you mean at the end of the day. So that that probably is not the Rabban. So Muhammad is tied with Machloek and Tachlein and Machloek and Zaharim. And I think it would even be Machloek and Tachlein. The Nafkanina we had in the first parak, we talked about whether it's a Chassi Shia on Ba'al Yira, Ba'al Yimase. It was a Shabbat Aryeh. That talked about Bayirah b'yimase. Let's say you have a chassi shir of chamis. Are you either on Bayirah b'yimase? By pach, this should be yes. Chassi shir is not something I tell you. Then on Bayirah b'yimase. Shavisai said no. Why? The reason is, because the Tzuru thing. By Bayirah b'yimase, the Chazal is Tzuru thing. If you own a chassi shir of chamis, then you buy another chassi shir.
Well, the
Bayirah,
it's fine
when you get
out and you say,
you know, this is what it is. But because it's Tarifa, if you have a Chassi Shir, you purchase another Chassi Shir, you bake another Chassi Shir, so now you have a full Shir. Because it's Tarifa. No, I'm wrong. I'll tell you why I'm wrong. Shagzai says, Shagzai says, the Bayirah Bayimase is not Chazir Tarifa. Why? Because every minute there's a new Sabayir Rabbi Masa. A Bayir Rabbi Masa is not like eating, you don't do it once. It's the issue every minute a person has promised, he's either Bayir Rabbi Masa. So let's say you have half a kazayas at 9 a.m. on paper. If a person buys an other chassi kazayas, now he has a whole kazayas, at 9:01, when is he either on Bayir Rabbi Masa? At 9:01, when he has a full kazayas. At the time you had the half a kazayas, that's the chazir with some say. At 9:00, you only have a kazayas. That can never become a deraita. You only have a kazayas at 9:00. If you own one half a kazayas at 9:00, destroy it. You buy another half a kazayas at 9:01. You're not over. Each minute you only own half a kazayas. So by you must say, is not chazir with sarufa. Because at this moment that I have this issue, even if I get more, it won't make retroactively that the first moment I was ever in a daraisa. No. It's not like eating. Eating, if I eat a chassi zayis, a minute later, I'm not a chassi zayis, so the first chassi zayis is part of the daraisa. It's not that way by Bayi Masai. By Bayi Masai, you must say, when you have a kazayis, a half kazayis at 9, that will never become a daraisa. Because at 9:00 you didn't own a second. 9:01, if you buy a second chassi zayis, you end up at 2, then at 9:01 you'll be either. That's not called chassi with sarufa. At 9:00 it was a chassi with sarufa. Once you did it at 9:00 and own chassi zayis, that can never become a full shear. Go and become a full shear later on the issue of the next minute. But the issue of that minute can never become a day either. Eating is different if eating takes time. So if at 9:00 somebody eats chassi zayis, the problem is. And the 9:01 is the second chassi zayis. He starts, he gets an einyan for the whole thing. So what he ate at 9:00 could become a daraisa if he eats more at 9:01, could become a shir. So since it could become a shir, so already at 9:00 it's a daraisa. But by Bayi Rabbi Yimasi, it's not the tail chassi zayis. Which one? If I have a chassi zayis at 9, at that moment, this Bayi Rabbi Yimasi can never become a shir. So their modes are only at 9:01, not at 9:00. It will never be retroactive that at 9:00 I had the shir. By eating, if I eat 9 and 9:01, it's only starts to one issue. By owning, I'm over at the moment I have a full kazayas. At that minute I started being daraisa. So if at 9:01 I buy a second chassi zayis, or I bake a chassi zayis, at that moment I'm going to be over. I'm going to be over having a full kazayas. But owning the chassi zayis can never become a full shir. Any moment you own a chassi zayis, that can't become a daraisa.
What? That moment.
If I remember, it was not the whole day.
It was like 1 second, 9:05.
So what would it be? If I remember, it was only 1 minute.
Yeah.
So also, at that 1 minute, either you have it or you don't. That's how they're doing. They can get half an hour tonight. You can get another minute. You can get another half. So at that minute, I'll be ice. But at 9 o'clock, I won't be ice. Yeah, better at 9 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock, I don't have to use ice. I'll go through. Eating is unique because the eating is something that takes time. So you can miss out what you did first and what you did second. Otherwise, you can't be missed out.
Well,
why should it
be different then?
Because eating, by definition, the mitzvah of eating is if you eat something over, today after a fast, eat it over 3 minutes. So you could be the star because one, because I have to decide, what, 9 o'clock, I have to decide 9:01. It's the star. That idea of the star only makes sense by eating, which takes time. Doesn't make sense by Bayura. Bayura each minute, eating over the yellow dome. There's no, nothing you do now could later become part of a daraisa which has a shear. Later it will become part of it. It will be chazishu, which is ultimate atayya, but it's not mine, it's in the language. But this is part of the Tzadu, so even if you have a child, it's a derayah. It's a derayah, definitely. Like, this is the question, like, these are two ways for chazishu. But my sachayshit says, and it was in the Shara Melech, is that basically, you can learn Chazi with Sarufe, that you need Chazi with Sarufe, or that you don't need Chazi with Sarufe. The Sharmela, the Maestro Sharmela said that Shalaki Darachanoa is not Chazi with Sarufe, it's only the Rabbi. He's explaining the Ketabishna. The Magen Mishnah will learn, no, Chazi Shir doesn't need to actually be Chazi with Sarufe. The Magen Mishnah learned that if you eat a Chazi Shir the last minute of the day, you're also over on the Aveir of Chazi Shir. Even though in practice it's not Chazi with Chazi Shir. But the Gemara only meant Chazi with Zariah, Hashem meant Ta'asa Chazi Shir. Why do you ask it if you don't need Chazi with Chazi Shir anymore? So the Magen Mishnah will learn that Chazi Shir is all Chazi Shir is a sinning that Hashem asked Chazi Shir. That's all Chazi with Chazi Shir. Once a Kaddish Baruch Hu asks a Chazit Shir, it's also no matter what case, yes Chazit Shir, not Chazit Shir, you have to sin it, it's always us. If you learn that the Sharmah and the Sharmah like this, that Chazit Shir is a Siba, then you need that in that case, it should be Chazit Shir. In that particular case, it should be Raya Shara. And since Shalai Kedar Hanar is not Raya Shara, so then the Kesef Mishnah, the Shah Melech will be right, that he was not a Siddur Raisa. Yes.
And you see that
every both here are to have to get
anytime
to get
also.
That's what Yadis was asking before. And the answer is that the Torah gives certain conditions for Malkus. So say Torah said without Hasra you don't get Malkus, even though logically you should. Same thing, Torah said that's opposite of Sinai, that you don't get an Einish on Bambach from the Kashima. So there is no Einish. That's a condition in Malkus. The condition of Malkus is Shir. But that's absolute, you can't get away from it. It's part of the Issa Malkus, you don't get Malkus. Now let me give you another case, maybe that helps. What's Kriyakula's practice? Anybody know? If you ever derive the epic Kriyakula's practice, you know the practice? Yes. Grass is a certain size of grass. It takes 3 minutes. Why is it like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 8 minutes? So much like it's how long, how fast it is. But or how much food it is. But a prat is a certain size of bread. Okay? Let's say I have a loaf of bread. It's the size of a prat. Kosher bread. Right? I go in, I buy a loaf of bread, it's the share of a prat. Okay? Now, that bread, which is the size of a prat, has smeared into it, mixed into it, a chati zayis of neveva. And with the chati zayis neveva, this bread equals exactly the price. Okay? Someone eats that bread, He's in a chassi zayis in the veil, so he doesn't get mafish, right? Now, in that way, is the pasuk of Saru say another chassi zayis of the veil?
No.
Assuming it's mixed in totally, you can't just stop in the bread. It's mixed into the batter of the bread. It's totally spread uniformly throughout the bread. There's a chassi zayis of the veil. And the dough they mix to it. Mixing machine spread a perfect chassi zayis on this whole bread. Is that bread pleasant to say? Let's say I take that bread and I add another chassi zayis in the sandwich. Somehow I mix in another chassi zayis. Is that going to become a dead answer? It won't. Because now it will be a chassi zayis of the Vela in more than chassi zayis of the Right? If I mix in another chassi zayis, it'll become bigger. It'll be bigger than France. So if I mix in another chassi zayis into this bread, it'll become a full zayis, but the full zayis will be spread in more than can answer the press. So, this is the case that Maaseh Chayshev brings as an example. And he says that is not like your solution. If you have a bread which has exactly mixed in a chassi zayis of Nevelin, into this loaf of bread, and the total is the price, he says that you can't, that loaf can never become a full kazayas. Because if you're going to mix the vela into it again, it's going to become bigger than the price, and won't be kazayas after the price. Even if you wait. That's right. That's right, because you couldn't get it all down to Kedah's class. Since Kedah's class is the amount of time it takes to eat the whole bread. And theoretically, a person can eat very fast, but assuming that it's so big that you can't, the normal person can't get it down in that time. So is that bread, which has a Hefer's eye from the Bailey Mistin, and it's a prize, is that fall under the rule of Chassi Shia Asim and Asayim? That's the question. That bread, which can never become, because of its disease, can never become a full shear. Is that bread also in a time? That's the only in these two ways to learn. I understand, you're right, Gerasim. He's talking about if eating this whole bread is a chassi shear. You said this good question. I'm giving you the half attempt to the way he tells it, the way he says it out. But he says, just to illustrate the case, he says, here you have a chassi shear which you can never come to be the start of the full shear. Now, if you hold that that's also our chassi shear, so then you hold shalei kedai hana is also also. It's the same thing as eating the chassi shear the last minute of Pesach. All these cases are similar in that they're chassi shearin which can never become a full shear. All these three cases. The bread case, which is like the Chayshah brings down, and the case of eating the chassi shear the last minute of Pesach, and shalei kedai hana. These are three examples of Isurim which could never come to a full shear. Since they can never come to a full shear, is that considered chassi shi'asim in Asayim? That's the machlokes, the Magen Mishnah says. How do you look at chassi shear? The Magen Mishnah says chassi shear is also, it's a sin, it's tiba, it's a raya. It's a sin, it's a raya, which means that even if in your case it can come to a full shear, still awesome. And the Kesef Mishnah Sharm Elach, well, no! If it could come to a full shear, it's awesome. If it could never come to a full shear, it's not awesome. That's the bottom line of the Machlokes, the Kesef Mishnah Magen Mishnah. Whether Shalei Kedera Hanor is the equivalent of Chassi Shear. If you want to make it simpler, instead of using Sinan and Siva, you could just say differently. Chassi Shear only after if Lamaisa it can come to a full shear, or even if Lamaisa can. Put it that way. Chassi Shear only after if it's possible for it to come to a full shear, or even if it's impossible. So that's the question. Eating at the last minute of Pesach is an impossible case. It can never come to it. Is that awesome? Well, it's understandable. You can understand Chassi Shear once it's off even if Lamaisa can't come to it. Only the Lamaisa could come to it. That shayla of eating at the last minute of Pesach It's the same shot as the way to the Arachandra. Magamishra holds, it's after. Chatsishir is after, even if Lamaisa can't come to a full shir. And the Kesem Mishra disagrees. So this is the two ways, the two shittas in Shalakit Arachandra, and as I said, we'll get back to it in Mitzvah Hashem in a few blocks. Now let's finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Ain't be a chavis al sreifa. What does that mean? Ain't be a chavis al sreifa. Yehuda says the only way to get rid of chavis in the Italian deal, tashpisu is burning. So Rashi on Daf Yud Beis said that he's talking four noon on Erev Pesach. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita is only Erev Pesach Kedem Chatzai. Erev Pesach Kedem Chatzai, you say in the Yechamit Al Shrei. That's Rashi Shita. Taisa Shita is no. This is talking in the Yechamit Al Shrei. So that's Rabbi Yehuda on Pesach itself. And be a chavis al shrei. So it's also to get rid of the chavis. You have to get rid of it. Dr. Thruber. So we really have two ways to learn this part of the Mishnah. Rashi learns this is talking Erev Pesach before Chatzai. And be a chavis al shrei. And Taisus learns this is talking Erev Pesach after Chatzai. If you burn the chavis, you burn it afterwards. Okay, two ways to learn the Mishnah. Hashem Shem. Okay, we're talking before the 6th hour, before Chatzai, so after Chatzai. Chachamim Aymrim, Af Nefarev is Zohar Leruach. There seem to be two gifts. You see the gifts on the side? The Rabbeinu Al, the Rav Alfis, Uba Rosh, Mestor Mimas Af. What's the difference if you guys are Af or not Af?
From
what? What's the side that you shouldn't be going to attack? You're not going to attack, in the Chachamim hold. That's the fact that I look. Oh, Michael, we are, but not burning. What's the start to that? What's the start to that? If you go to Rav, if you go with Rav, the Rambam, by the way, you go with Rav.
You say Rav.
And the Rosh, you do Rav or not?
Beforehand, you do Rav. If it was after Chatzai, you can't just go on doing Yasin on the train.
Okay, Rashi said, he was Yehuda who said it. The Chachamim. With Yehuda, we had a question.
Right,
the Chachamim say, you know what you can do with the Chachamim? It could be Messiah, the Messiah of the Ruach. If you go with the Af, it means you could either burn the Messiah of the Ruach or Messiah. If you're not going with the Af, you can't burn it. Right now.
You're burning it, you could throw it.
The Magen Avraham says, take a look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, the Tav Mem Hei, there's a Mishnah in Shmura. Part of the Mishnah I already quoted to you. It says, Kol HaNisrafim Afram Mutter. Anything declared the mere Sreifa for the ashes are much about no. That's nicer. Nicer you have to burn. Nicer is much about no. But once you burn it, the mitzvah is done, afron on. Kol han yikvarim, afron on. Anything which you have to bury, the sefer shetel doesn't say burn, afron on. No matter what you do, if you burn it, the ether is off. Mishnah says that Rabbanan answers, Kol HaNikvarim is Asa L'Sarfa. Anything which you normally bury, which the sacred is no mitzvah sreifa, you don't know how to burn it. Because we're afraid that if you're going to burn it, you're going to end up using the ashes. It's not funny to us if we don't use ashes, but we're talking about a society in the time when they use everything. So kol ha-nikvarim also l'sarfai, which means, let's say you have arla, you have arla tree. The food is also ba'ana. What do you do with the food? You can let it rot, you can bury it, you can throw it into the ocean. You know how to burn it. We're afraid if you're going to burn it, you'll assume that the Eicher is Mutter at night. So Zakti Magen Avraham. So then it's good, the gist of the Rif and the Rush, that Mesarev is Zayr al-Ruach, but don't burn it, because the Chachamim hold it's Kol HaNikvarim, and you're not allowed to burn Kol HaNikvarim. So that's the riffs and Rosh just in Shita. That's not by the Saf. In other words, the Sreifa is Aser. Why is Sreifa Aser? Because Kardik Farim Aser was Sarfa. Anything that you burn, that you bury on. What about the Rambam's Girsa? So the Magen Avraham says that the Rambam is very sharp. The Rambam says to Feilish, that Leita Chachamim, you have a choice. You can either burn it, or throw it to the yam, or throw it to the wind. That's the Rambam says in the Chachamim to Masa. And yet, the Rambam passes like that Mishnah in Tumura that call in the Kfarim after an Asr. So, Asr was Sarfan. Call in the Kfarim, Asr was Sarfan. The Rambam passes that anything that's Asr Bahamnoah, you're not allowed to burn. Unless it's a mitzvah to burn it, like nice. But otherwise, Kol HaNikvarim also the Sarf. The Rambam passage is not allowed to burn in Surah Anah, like Orla and Kalei Akeren. And by Chometz, he says you're allowed to burn it. The Rambam says that the Rambam is fair. The Rit of Rosh Hashanah is good. The Rambam is fair. Because the Rambam says anything you don't miss it to burn, you're not allowed to burn. Because of the Gezeri, you might come to use the Eisen. Something which is a mitzvah to burn, everybody holds you burn. Kol HaNisrafim. What? No. Kol HaNisrafim says in the Torah the Eish Bisraifu, right? The Neisar says you should burn Dafka the Eish. So burying it is a bit lasse. You're not allowed to bury it. You must burn it. If you don't burn it, you're on a bit lasse. Yeah, of course, you're not everybody. There's no question. Sure, it doesn't exist. So again, the Torah divides. There's one point that maybe I should make to you. Kol HaNisrafim are things the Torah says you must burn. The word Kol HaNikvarim, and he has buried, is nothing the Torah says you must bury. Kol HaNikvarim just means everything else that there's no that you have to destroy, that the Surah Adar, but that the Torah didn't say burn, that's called Kol HaNikvarim. I thought it's full road, you could throw it to the ocean too, you could throw it to the Ruach too. So there's a problem with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds you're not allowed to burn Yisrael. No, and yet the Rambam holds that yet the Rambam holds you're allowed to burn Chametz. That's what we do. We pass right the Chachamim and we still burn the Chametz because we're chayshish for Rabbi Yehuda. We're really going like the Rabbanim. If we would hold like the Rif and the Rosh, we wouldn't burn the Chametz. The question is, why are we allowed to burn the Chametz? So the Avni Meluim, this Saitwa in Simin Yud Beis, the new prince of Simin Yud Gimel, he brings the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. He brings that the Avni Meluim and the Kiva Eger answer, I believe there's a new Shash here also, the Kitzer. They say a nice terrace. But the terrace, let's see. They say the following terrace. We have a rule. Kol HaNisrafim Afron Yisrael. The terrace is burned nice, so you're allowed to use the Eifer. Kol Nifarim Afron Yisrael. To burn Arla, the Eifer is Afron. Yes. Why is that nicer, which is Yisrael HaNah, we say the Eifer is Mutter? And by Arlo, which is Yisrael HaNah, we say the Eifer is also. What's the reason for that? The Taisus in the Sefer Temura, there's a reason. It says that when the Torah says burn it, Nasa Mitzvasai, once you did the mitzvah, you accomplished the mitzvah, you finished, you're off the hook. Once you do it, the Torah says, the Torah has no more restriction. If the Torah says, burn Nisar, the test is burn Nisar, then you finish, you're off the hook. We understand that to mean, right, it's rifle, and you're done. That's why Afron was there. Why call on the Kvarim Afron after? But the Torah didn't say destroy Ara. Torah just said Ara is Asr. Finished. The Torah said Ara is Asr. It's Asr forever and ever, even the Yesh. What about Chametz? Like the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, did the Torah say burn Chametz? No. Did the Torah say destroy Chametz? Yes. Did the mitzvah of Tashmisu Sa'ami Batech? The Torah said destroy Chametz. It just didn't say burn Chametz. It's the only thing in the Torah that you have a mitzvah to destroy and you don't have to burn. That Chametz, since there's a mitzvah to destroy it, there's a mitzvah teshvisu, even though it doesn't have to be burning, but since the Torah gives you a mitzvah to destroy it, once you destroy it, the eifer is mutter, even though you don't have to burn it. So what's considered destroyed? Certainly burnt is considered destroyed. Now, so you have a choice. Up the fire is out of the law. If you want, you can burn it. If you want, you can do something else. Whatever you want, you can do. But once you did it, it's destroyed, then it's the eighth will be mother. A person could argue that. But the key argument came into the Rambam, saying the Rambam held that chametz, even though it's a davar which is doesn't need sreifa dafka, doesn't dafka have to be burned. Nevertheless, since the Torah gave you a mitzvah of destroying it, once it's destroyed, if a case
was.
So what?
So
the mitzvah is not adapted to burn. The chametz teshbisu doesn't mean burn. It means anything. But if you choose to burn it, you have to fire. If you want, you can burn it. And you know something? If you burn it, the eifer will be mutter. Because nasa mitzvah. What's nasa mitzvah?
The kasha on the Rambam, the
eifer is awesome. That answers the kasha on the Rambam. The kasha on the Rambam assumed the eifer is awesome. Kidaika says no! Day for attack of mother.
What's the problem with Eifer Zasa?
If the Eifer will be also be fair, you shouldn't. Things with Eifer Zasa, you're not allowed to burn. I call the Kvar and Masa Musarfa.
You're not allowed to burn the first
one. But here, with Eifer is mother,
it
doesn't say it's destroyed at all. All it says is they don't have enough of my heart. Sorry, how are you? We'll talk about the money in 1 minute, okay? We'll see if it's similar. We can talk about it in a second. Yeah.
Sometimes that master
doesn't have to on the ground. This, Avni Melun, Rabbi Kivek, and is not like the Rav Chaim that we spoke about in the previous half. So it's too much to swallow at one time. It's like Hatsi Shea, you know. First, you have to chazer this. You know, and during Chazara, during when we had Chazara, there was no Chazara Sashir. We finished Chazara already. If you want to appreciate, you better chazer this. You know, so I can save it from 2:15 to 3:30 of Chazara Sashir. I don't care when you do it. But you have to chazer. You're not going to chazer. You're going to lose it. So chazer this well. And Rav Chaim, that we spoke out about it, whether Chametz is just a god or a festival, where it's man, is, Rav Chaim says he's arguing with Kivayt. He contradicts this, and that alludes to it. He doesn't need all Rav Chaim. But first, follow this. But the Avni Meluim, and the Rishash, and the Kivayt are all saying, is that at the fire of the Zayr of the Ruach means, that if you burn Chametz, whatever you did to the Chametz, not to mitzvah say, and if you burn it, the eifer is with it. That's what we're walking away with from this Riki Deida. And it's Hashem will get, you know, if we come back to it. So it's a fair warning to Hashem to say Riki Deida. His compassion to Chaim will hopefully still get this. Because she says they can apply this way. Shenun Tash. Okay. That's what Chaim was. Okay. Somehow people don't always number it the same way. So. In that area. All right. So we learned the Mishnah. Let's do the Tav Taisvis. Kol Shah of his money has to bear not. I mean the top. I mean the first place in this parish. Also Limcha. Not so famous in the afternoon says that. The Machar Dama of Mutarin, the Ein Taitis of Dama. And I think I argued with a few people over this place. What's supposed to say? You sell chametz, and you get money for it, you're allowed to use the money. But first let me just tell you that there are only two isurim, aside from Hekish, only Avodah Zarah and Shemitah, that are taipas as dama. Where if you sell an Avodah Zarah, the money gets din Avodah Zarah. If you sell Shemitah fruits, the money gets a din of Shemitah fruits. But all isurim outside the success of Kassus, learn out of Ayisa Chayim Kamayu, that Avodah Zarah, Ayisa Chayim Kamayu, that Kamayu comes to teach us whatever comes from it is like the Avodah Zarah. Shvius, we learn out of Kotech was a Kaidesh, symbol to Hegdish. But forgetting about Avodah Zarah and Shemitah, which are different. Echamitz or Arba, or Kali and Karen. Taisus says, if you sell all the fruits, or you sell chametz, and you get money, you can use that money, no problem. It's a problem. What's the side to negative? This is the question which I think we can argue about, and which is a little hard to get clear. If I take chametz, because man is sin, and I take the chametz, I have a case of spaghetti. I go to the store and I tell them I want to return it, and they give me $20 for the case of spaghetti. I take this $20 now, and I go out and I buy shmura masa. Am I having enough in the chametz when I spend the $20?
Indirectly.
I sold the chametz. I took the chametz to the store. I sold it. I didn't return it. I sold it. Okay? I have chametz in my house. I go to my neighbor, Shaneva, I buy a whiskey. I tell him, I got a bottle of whiskey, give me money for it, gives me money for it. Okay? Is that, when I spend that $20, would you look at that, I'm having enough in the chametz? Am I having enough in the chametz?
I'm doing the rest.
What?
What else
would it be? Exactly. What? I'm having enough in the $20.
I gave it to
no, I don't have. What do you mean? Accuse any 20? I'm using this $20.
Then
the shot is out of the other 20. I got this $20 bill. Is this $20 bill?
I promise
you getting $20. Once you have $20, getting $20 a hundred. We won't talk about whether having money is a okay, let's assume having $20 is a hanar. But, you know, if a guy sold chametz for $20, he got $20 and then he died, he was never not better. He got $20. But now when he spends the $20, is that having enough in the chametz? What? Before this man. I agree with you. If I sell the chametz before this man is certain, then the $20 is no different than if I burn it, I'm allowed to have enough in the ashes before this man. That's no shadow. Turn back after this man is sir. If after this man is sir, then it's off, right? Parfai after this man is off. So if I take, in the middle of Pesach, I take chametz, which is already out of Banan, and change it into a $20 bill, and then I spend the $20 bill, is that called having enough in the chametz? Chachar lachas manai, the Gemara says that's also right. So chachar kaidim is manai, chachar lachas manai is also. Is it the same thing? Should be also. Taisa says it's mut. Yes. What? You see, I'm at a disadvantage because I understood when people ask me this question, I disagreed with them. I said, not enough in the chametz. You're having enough in the $20 bill. Chametz is gone. And you're having enough in the $20 bill. That's the way I would understand it. It takes no problem. But I see that there are those who ask the cash. So obviously, there are two ways to look at it. There's a way to look at it that when you're spending the $20, you're having enough in the chametz. So the question is, So first, to understand that, I assume somebody will take that opinion. Does somebody have that opinion?
Yeah.
Well, when I use the $20, is that enough in the comments?
Is it
through barter? It's the same thing. Same shiva. If I barter it for, I trade the chametz for a coat, I put on that coat. Same shiva.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all part of that question.
At least
the halakha that's called. Same shiva. I'm not sure mom is right to tell you. This is what you meant before, to compare it to after an awesome. You heard? You see, there, the awesome, the kuf hadavar. It's from the physical existence of the chametz. And money, it's enough from the physical existence of the chametz, and awesome, the money, $20. It seems to me that Rav Moshe and the Sefer had a difference of opinion on this. Because they both address the question. The Ramesh just dismisses it. He says when you have hanaf on the money, that the chametz is just a gairim, that's not called hanaf on the chametz, there's no problem. There's no problem. Ramesh understands the way I would have understood initially. The chametz is gairim, but Lamaita, you have it hanaf on the money, not from the chametz, no problem. That deserves the cause. I told you, I deserve it. The relationship is two ways to learn. Why are they desired is answer? Nope, I don't know. I'm not going to talk today to answer that. But that's the way Ramesh understands. Listen to some Sosha. Some Sosha is the same kasha. When you use the $20 bill, you're having enough in the chametz. This is what he says. He says, when you sell chametz, after this man is sir, are you really selling the chametz? If a year owns chametz, does he own the chametz? He says it's ain't a b'shita. You go over to a guy. Listen carefully. You go over to a guy on Pesach with a Danish. You sell him the Danish. Some sefer says you're a ganav. You're giving him a Danish and taking a dollar. You're a ganav. You're taking that dollar to sell you the Danish. It's not your Danish. No, you're Danish, you have to Danish. You tell the guy, you know what? You're selling him like the Brooklyn Bridge. Give me a dollar, Brooklyn Bridge is yours. So you take your, Lamarck, you won't get the Brooklyn Bridge, I understand. But you're taking, you go over to a guy, he's telling you, give me a dollar, I'll let you go swimming in the ocean. He gives you a dollar to go swimming in the ocean. He goes swimming in the ocean. He says it's Geneva. He says it's Geneva. The money is stolen money. You're selling him something that's not yours. Selling him air, it's not the Brooklyn Bridge. Why? Because you're getting a nod. You wouldn't give him a dollar without it. You're having a nod. The guy's not going to give you a dollar unless you give him a Danish. You're having a nod from the Danish. But that dollar you got is a stolen dollar. The guy. The guy got a half to Danish. He can take that Danish for no dollar. So that's the Danish. So that's the Sun Cipher. It's a stolen dollar. And stolen dollars are with the Ba'anra. You don't have enough from a stolen dollar. Chametz, you don't have enough. Stolen dollars are with the Ba'anra. So Taisa says that Dama Butar. So 1 minute. So why don't you have to give it back to the guy? The stolen dollar? What? He says, why is that Taisa says Dama? But the Sun says, this is a stolen dollar. And the stolen dollar, it's always using type of Islam. Huh? What? No such rashi in Taisus and stuff that's Arabic.
It is
no
stolen.
That's not the issue. That's what I'm saying. That's not the issue. The issue is the about that. What? Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't make sense to have to give the dollar back to the guy because the guy. The guy got. You fulfilled your. The guy. Does the guy care?
He wants it.
Yeah, but on the other hand,
I won't be able to get it
without
giving it to
him. Right. So safe it sounds like
Rav Shalom said the Sanseka sounds like Rav Shimon. The Torah said it's not food, it's not food. The Torah said it's not yours to sell, it's not yours to sell. Are you think you sold it? The guy thinks you sold it. He gave you money, he's happy. But it's not, it's stolen dollars. What? Because you're having enough. The guy's not going to give you the dollar unless you give him this thing.
So what if this really sound really sound
on the next
when you buy a car?
No difference. The dollar you got is no different. The dollar's what's about now.
Why is that dollar?
The guy says, it will be a real sale. Then when you use the dollar, you're having enough in the public. If it's not a real sale... Yep, you're right.
What
is that about? Right. So you look at the Sefer and explain it to me. I told you, I understood Ramesh's way better. But Sefer, I don't know where this is in the Sefer. In the Sefer Chadashim Gam Yishanim, he says the Sefer wrote this, the Kama Mekindus. He doesn't have where the Kama Mekindus are. But he brings down this also Sefer. It's one paragraph. And I think it needs a lot of hesbun. Like I was saying, it's not so pasha. Because Lamaisa, the guy only gave you the dollar because you gave him the chametz. He thinks he's selling. I'll put him, these are two ways to learn the top places. Tomorrow we'll start the Gemara.